Time to talk weather here in Western New York on this wintry day with Jeff Wood of the National Weather Service office in Buffalo. Good morning to you, sir.
Yeah, good morning, Jay.
All right, first, maybe just a summation of what we've seen here in the last 24 hours or so. In terms of snowfalls, what kind of information do you have?
Well, we certainly got a solid taste of winter yesterday afternoon and overnight. We started out yesterday afternoon with that lake band that took shape over Buffalo metro area and really gave them a pretty good amount of snow. We saw totals up to about a foot around Akron and Elma. The downtown Buffalo area got anywhere from 6 to 10 inches of snow, and we saw that band work its way south through the evening commute and made quite a mess of things, but it shifted south into the southern tier where it's still snowing right now across Chautauqua and Cattaraugus counties. We're also seeing another significant lake effect band that's still affecting areas south of Lake Ontario from Niagara County east across to Rochester and into Wayne County.
It was an interesting day yesterday for sure. If you were outside that band of lake effect snow, you wondered what all of the excitement was, and then all of a sudden it shifts over your particular location, and it was very, very intense. What about for today? Are there going to be more shifts of lake effect snow moving into the city and other areas?
Yes, actually there will be. It's going to be a little bit of a different scenario than what we saw yesterday. The winds have shifted around to the northwest, and while we shouldn't see the amounts that we saw yesterday with the lake effect, we're going to have a strong Arctic front that's going to be dropping south across Lake Ontario, and that's going to bring another round of strong winds, and we'll see some periods of snow. In the Buffalo metro area, it's probably not going to be quite as intense. In that area, we're looking at snow amounts probably in the 1 to 3 inch range from this afternoon into this evening as that front moves through. The bigger issues are going to be, again, across those areas, the counties directly south of Lake Ontario from Niagara County west through the Rochester metro.
And again, cold has become an issue as well, along with some severe wind chills. What do we expect, and when might we see a break in this cold?
Well, we're certainly going to continue to see some very cold wind chills today. Right now, this morning, we're looking, wind chills are about -8 here at the airport right now. We're going to see those sub-zero wind chills continuing through the day. As we move into tonight, wind chills are still remain around 0 to 10 below zero across the area through the night. We will see a break in the cold starting Friday night, and then particularly into Saturday when a warm front's going to lift north. That's going to bring a little bit more snow, but we'll actually see temperatures rebound back up into the 40s on Saturday.
All right, very good. Jeff Wood, thank you very much for your time as always.
No problem. Thank you.